Oh man, what's up, man? It's fucking episode 36. This podcast is now officially older than I am. I am ready. Fucking week 11 is past, but we're here to bring you the week 12 waiver wire, guys, coming into this happy Thanksgiving week. My boy Swags on the other end, just waiting for me to let him get in. Swags, what is up, dude?
What's up, man? I couldn't wait. We guaranteed this.
Started talking.
We guaranteed this to be a waiver wire show. And
that is a true fact.
And I don't know if you noticed, but it was a guaranteed for number 36, Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of Pistons love from me. And I don't know, but some of the numbers I think of, and I instantly go to Rasheed Wallace. So
that's fine. We'll try not to get any technical fouls on this one.
Well, yeah.
Forward, but hey, you never know.
Some of us know what it's like to get championships on our basketball team as well.
You gotta be a dick. Yeah. Gotta be a dick already. I'm gonna call it technical.
So
it was intentional. So I'll make it uncalled for there, you fucker.
Yeah, but
my magic have been there. We've been there at least. Oh man, but this one's be a little funky. I'm driving in the car, so
another funky episode.
The utmost safety here is probably not in play. But, yeah. I had to bring you guys a waiver show. Crazy week for everybody, I'm sure. But some of those guys making that push for the playoffs because you got to win this week, or trying to hold off and build that championship caliber team to go take it all down the road. So,
and let's be honest, if we weren't doing this, we'd probably be texting and driving anyway.
So I said that. I don't know if that's able to be upheld in the court of law, so I'm just going to refrain, take the fifth.
Well, I'm not driving.
Me neither. I didn't say that.
I'm too old to drive after dark.
That's true. Those eyes can't see.
Yeah. All right, so
Now that we've bullshitted enough.
Real quick then, as we get into these guys from the waiver wires, what about your Dolphins and that backfield and Damian Williams and Kenyon Drake?
Blet. Just a big turd for Drake this week. Williams was somewhat able to be flexed, at least. I mean, he definitely had a better game than Drake, but just gross. But, man, I mean, Cutler going down, that offense looked bad while he was in there. Maybe looked a little better with our boy Break from the Grinds, Savior Matt Moore. But just, man, I don't know. It's,
well, they're saying Cutler has the job as long as he's healthy.
Yeah, well, he's not fucking healthy.
Yeah.
And that's the dumbest move I've heard. Matt Moore looked all right. So, you know, Matt Moore played one game on a short week against the Baltimore Ravens, which is the top first or second fantasy scoring defense in the league this year. And he didn't look well. But a lot of people haven't looked well. Ask fucking Brett Hundley and the rest of the Green Bay Packers this past week putting up a fucking donut. So,
okay,
can't put that all on him.
But super duper quick, you said that was the dumbest thing ever, and I'd have to disagree because we could go to Buffalo.
All right, that's fair.
You just that's picked fair. A bad week for that. I don't know. It didn't work in your favor.
No. All right, the second dumbest thing ever. Yeah. Peterman, 5 interceptions in the first half. Man, that's rough. I saw some really funny Twitter stuff out there. But, you know, Tyrod just thrown 3 interceptions coming into that game, you know, for the whole season. Peterman throws 3 in the first quarter, but 5 in the first half. I guess that calculated risk from Coach McDermott fucking bit him in the ass.
Yeah.
Tyrod, got to go back to Tyrod.
I don't know if that was part of his equation that when he was figuring it out, but
Maybe that was his plan all along to show the general manager and the owner. No, I'm telling you, fucks, Peterman is not the answer. Fine, you want me to prove it? Here it is. Yeah, that didn't work.
So let's say we're going into the playoffs and you've got a good waiver claim and you need a running back. Are you looking at someone like Kenyon Drake or Damian Williams, first of all? We'll get those two out of the way.
I mean, outside of what you saw in the last week, I think I still have to lean Drake slightly, especially if we bring Matt Moore. You know, if I'm thinking about Matt Moore coming this week and moving forward. I just want to erase last week out of my head. You know what? I mean, if I have a good waiver claim, I'd probably pass on either one of those guys right now.
Yep, and that's what we're getting to. Switching it up a little here. So, but of those two, we're going Drake. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still there on Drake.
And I don't know where to go.
But it doesn't feel good.
Yep. So then what if you don't feel good? Man, okay, so are you going to go Corey Clement or Kenyon Drake?
Oh, man, that's tough because Clement put up again. But again, that's in a blowout win. You know what I mean? It's nice to say Clement, yeah. Are the Eagles going to blow out every team going forward? Because if your answer is yes, and it fucking might be, then Clement might be the guy because that's when he comes in and he's seeming to do work. And it's not just in the pass, catch, and roll.
Yeah, he looked good going into the bye as well. Yeah.
Correct. So, yeah, you know, I feel like that's totally game script dependent because we haven't seen the Eagles in a close game since Clement started coming in. So that's hard to say. I have to feel that game is still more Ajayi's as he gets more comfortable with it.
Yeah, you have to wonder there.
I definitely see your point, but I'd hate to put Clement in a starting lineup. Be like, yeah, this is the guy, and then the Eagles actually play a close game because I don't know that you're going to see his touches be there.
But how comfortable are you feeling with Drake? Take your homerism out and.
No, homerism out. I'm still going to take Drake, but it's barely. All right. And I get why you would. Why you would fucking make me pick that.
And I think I disagree with you, but I get it too. I do. I feel a little bit better starting Drake probably even after that, but...
Yeah. I mean, to put it this way, I'll board bet Drake first comment and easy. So, rest of the season.
So now, you're Drake or P. Ryan, your number one waiver claim. You need a running back.
Definitely taking Samaje. Chris Thompson, fractured leg. I can't remember which one it was right now. It doesn't matter. He's gone.
Yeah.
So he's the guy, and about fucking time he looked good. Looked decent, like carrying the ball. I kind of like it. So yeah, P-Ryan over everybody we've talked about so far.
And I mean,
there's nobody else there to compete.
Yeah, Kelly's already out, and I mean that's it.
Yeah, there'll be some guys that take some touches away. It's not going to be totally Samaje, show. There'll be a couple, but it's his show going forward. Like, outside of probably 5-6 touches a game now.
So, would you take any of the Jets running backs if they were available over him?
Nope.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, dude. I mean, like you said, it's his job. He's the workhorse there.
Yeah, that and, man, the Jets have a brutal, schedule against fantasy defense, against the, for running backs, coming forward. I don't like to look so hardcore into that, the matchups, but, man, it's a lot of red for the Jets coming up. So, and he's going to be, any of the Jets guys are going to be splitting in a three-headed monster. So, yeah, give me the guy that has nobody there for competition.
And then what about Danny Woodhead?
Samaje's probably my number one claim for the week.
Think I'm with you,
Yeah. So, I don't mind Woodhead, but I think maybe we saw what he's going to be.
Yeah, and I mind Woodhead. I just don't get it, So I don't trust it, should I say. I kind of get it, but I don't, even if it happens, I don't think it lasts that long. So, yeah. But some other guys, I mean, you might find if P. Ryan is gone is Woodhead, the other running backs we just mentioned, Cohen, Forte.
Cohen looked decent again this week.
He did, yeah. I had to start him again. It's been the 2 or 3 chance weeks that I've had to start him that he does good, so maybe I'll just throw him in my lineup for the world and see if that works.
Well, you tell me if you're going to do that again, because he sat on my bench, and I played guys like Drake and even Rod Smith over him in some crazy deep leagues, and that did not turn out well, as Cohen had more points than Drake, Rod Smith, and Dak Prescott combined in that league. So
I'm trying to think of what I would have done there. I know I would have played Drake over Cohen, but I think I might have played Cohen over Smith.
No, I get it, and I was just kind of taking a flyer there in that Sunday night game. Once I found out Tyron Smith was going to be out, I felt like it'd be a lot more quick little dump off to get it out of Dak's hand. Boy, Dallas is a train wreck.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I benched Dak. I benched Dak in all leagues.
Really good.
Yeah.
I definitely should have benched Dak in multiple leagues. But Alf ran really good, and they just kind of went away with, went away. Cowboys were down a lot in that game, but man, Alf hit almost 5 yards a clip and ran hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. They need to turn it to Alf 20 times a game. I know he's not Zeke, but they got to do something to take that pressure off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, well, Smith should be back. He was questionable all week this week. You got to think he's going to be back pretty soon, or hopefully, but, I mean, man.
The boys better hope so.
Yeah. After you have a quarterback like Dak do that to you 2 weeks in a row, though, it becomes hard to trust. You know, like, I picked up Carr and played him in one of the leagues, and Carr did well for me. I mean, man.
Yeah, there's a good chance I'm going to miss a big boom game from Dak next week if that happens, because I almost guaranteed to sit my bench.
Yeah, yep.
Which is going to be tough, because most people, you got to win this week. You know what I mean? You're holding on to that last spot, or you got to make that push, or, you know, you want to see if you can't get a bye week or something like that. So it's tough.
Yep. So do a few wide receivers really quick.
Sure.
So this time, I'm just going to start with the guy I like this week. And, man, there's so many available, though, when I say that, because Doxson still has really low ownership, and I'll take him. But the guy that I'm excited about is Corey Coleman off injury, coming into week 11 the way he came. Like, I think that's a really good sign. I mean, I've gotten excited before about plays off a week. I mean, we do it all the time, but I really liked seeing him put that up. I didn't have him in any lineups. I kind of wish I did.
No, I get it. And in a game that we said to pick him up but not play him, man, he actually showed up. It felt like garbage time, but it really wasn't. I mean, that game was close all the way to that very last defensive touchdown for the Jags, to be honest. So, if that's what you're looking at forward, I know it was Kaiser or whatever, but 11 targets? We've talked about that before. If we're going to have somebody that gets that many targets, take them.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, even if it was garbage time, Cleveland's going to be seeing a lot of that.
Correct.
So, we'll do the same thing that we did for running backs. For me, I just played my ace, though, so that's what I led with. But how do you feel about Kenny Stills?
Yeah, I mean, an amazing game, for sure. That definitely was more garbage time than not. But again, fucking Dolphins will probably have that going forward. I don't know, it's not more. So I'll take Stills again over Parker, if you want to do it that way. But I'm still going to lean Landry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'll go Landry, Stills, Parker.
And then where does Corey Coleman fall into that?
I mean, well, so I'll take Coleman over Parker and Stills.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep.
And I like your Doxson pick. I know I didn't write him. I don't think I wrote him down on my list. Just we have talked about him a bunch. But get the alert today that
Pryor's out. Yep.
Although it's been complete garbage, is on IR for the rest of the season too. So it's just one less person to
have a good game, take targets.
Put up a zero on your bench or your starting lineup. But yeah, just one less person for Cousins to even look at. So you got to like Doxson a little bit more.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And like you said, it's clarification to the situation. I mean, you don't want to see somebody get hurt. He hasn't done much for us anyways, and now we know.
Yep.
Bryant, back up.
I feel like I almost had to put him on there just A, name cachet, and he's right in that 40% range. So I'm going to continue to play Juju over him, and he probably falls kind of in the middle or even lower half of everybody else that has a higher percentage or a lower percentage than him. But again, just name cachet at that 40%, super boom bust play, and you know, hopefully he's cheap enough in like a DraftKings or FanDuel lineup where maybe you can take that risk, but I don't like it at all.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It was tough to see Juju's floor this weekend.
Yeah, but that's kind of where it is, I guess.
And that's what you're going to get with a lot of wide receivers anyway. Some of them just have higher ceilings.
Especially on a team that has Antonio Brown, because when that goes to click, we saw it, you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for Big Ben to go away from that when it's working that way. I know you got talent everywhere else, but you still have to arguably the most talented wide receiver in the game.
Yeah.
So on night it's clicking, you know, it's going to go to him. I'm going to jump sports references real quick. But on nights that Jordan was in the zone, he didn't look to pass the ball 20 times. You know what I mean? It was his shot. He was going to dribble down and fucking take it because he was going to make it. There's no reason for it to be spread around.
Right. Yep. So that's about all the wide receivers I really have.
Yeah. No, that sounds good.
Looking at your list, you had Mike Wallace on here. He had a big play. That was nice.
I put Mike Wallace on there for you because you mentioned him on the Friday free-for-all show, and I was like, oh, shit, yeah, four catches and a touchdown. you're going to take that from any flex wide receiver, especially when you got for free the week before. So,
oh, definitely. Well, I played
felt
him.
Like I had to. I figured you would. I think you said you would, but like I said, I saw that ownership on there, and I was like, oh, Swags mentioned him on the Friday, the free show, so I gotta add him on there. Yep. Just basically for this talking point right here for you.
He had a real nice catch in the end zone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, one-handed guy draped all over him. Not a lot of receivers make that.
No, nope.
Including normally Mike Wallace.
Including Mike Wallace. But he did it for me yesterday.
But he did it on that one.
So a few quarterbacks real quick. We've got Tyrod Taylor, Case Keenum, and Flacco. You didn't put on the list, and I don't know if anybody dropped him over the bye week, but it was McCown.
Sure.
McCown.
That's...
So gross, right? Who would have thought, our first five episodes, that episode 36, I'd be sitting here saying, I like McCown.
And there'll be no Voldemort drop, because we have to say him now.
Yeah.
But, I get it. And, again, Jets got a really tough couple of stretches coming out of their bye. But that probably means they're going to have to throw in the second half.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it. And against tough matchups, McCown's still been all right. So I get it. Yeah, I didn't write that down. So that's a good catch there.
And what happens with Tyrod Taylor?
It's got to go back to Tyrod, right?
I would think so. Did you see that the coaches complimented Peterman?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, I dropped Tyrod in plenty of leagues going into last week just to pick up another flyer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I'll definitely like to hear more coming out from their camp, but it might be too late. We got three Thursday Thanksgiving games this week too, so yeah. A little different in how you're going to kind of put your team together this week as well. But, man... They looked all right with Tyrod. Again, our defenses were kind of backed off because they were down by about 40 at that point. But, poor Peterman.
Yeah, just silly.
I don't know if you saw that, but in Swag's Kitchen League, I played him because I figured quarterbacks, you just got to take the stab. And I believe he finished with minus 14.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that to make sure. But
dude, and that league is rough on quarterbacks now that you mention it. And so I had one two quarterback league that I played Dak and Peterman, and they both had negatives for me. And it's just like, gosh, like how is this even feasible? Like I don't know, but it happened. Like, so that's what you get.
One of those weeks.
Yep. And then a couple tight ends you had on here were Tyler Kroft and Charles Clay.
And both will continue to be on this list because I think that's right around where they're going to hover. Tight ends are touchdown dependent. You know that. And Kroft's got him another one. I mean, Dalton looks for him down in the red zone. So, even against that Denver defense, I think he only had four catches and it wasn't for a ton of yards, but you get a touchdown.
Yep. And Austin Hooper plays tonight. Before we'll put this out, but so we'll see. But I'm going to put Austin Hooper on this list too.
I don't mind it. I know you've been a big component of Hooper, and I kind of come back and forth on it. So I don't know. I need such a big game from Julio tonight in a few different places that I kind of hope you're wrong, but the Hooper play makes sense.
Yeah. Oh man, I'd love to have. I'd rather see Julio go off tonight than Hooper. Yeah. To be honest with you,
for sure.
So, but man, that's about all I have. Unless there's somebody in the back of your head that you can think of you want to throw in there. That
I'm not sure percentages, but I'm gonna stay on that Monday night game, even though it's by the time you're hearing this, you're not getting that. But I think Sanu probably belongs on the list if he's close to that ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And look for him to have a decent game against Seattle. A depleted Legion of Boom tonight. No Richard Sherman, so that moves their next best corner over to Julio. So Sanu's dealing with the third best corner at that point. Look for Sanu, or maybe it's Hooper. One of those games. So kind of look at that moving forward. He might be just above ownership numbers there, because we've talked about him before. So,
but still a great friendly reminder.
Yeah, and he's probably close. So
the target share that guy gets is crazy, man.
And probably we'll get it again tonight, because I can see the Seahawks moving the ball pretty well against Atlanta's defense. So, yeah, just something to consider. Real quick, we got the choice for Top Drive that's still going on, Mr. Scott Fish. We have those two entries there. So please find the U-Caring link and donate $5, list your email or Twitter name there, and we'll get you into that entry.
Yeah, and that's coming to a close pretty soon. These guys are meeting up. I mean, when are you guys going shopping? December 9th or something like that?
Man, I ain't been in that chat to look. That sounds right now that you say it, so I'm not sure if that's been finalized. But
I think he asked, probably something like that. I will not be there.
So I'd like to have you down here, but I guess that's not going to be the case this year.
Yeah, that is not happening.
I have to hold that down.
I would love to be there, but yeah.
If you got anything else, man, I'd love to jump in this 2 minute row. I'm going to find a spot real quick to pull over. I mean, I'm in my office.
Yeah.
And just jump through these real quick before I get here to my in-laws and pick up my daughter finally.
Preferably an unlit road with your lights off in the dark.
That sounds creepy.
And dangerous. Really busy road, too.
This looks like a pretty ghetto Dollar General parking lot, so that's where I'm going to do this from, just so everybody has a cool visual.
Yep.
Looks like I could probably buy some crack from this guy over in the corner if I wanted.
Yeah, ghetto in a good way, like OG shit. I mean, that's where we're at. It's...
Yeah, that's a big no. But, all right, you ready?
Yeah,
you got a timer?
I got you.
You have to do the timer, too.
Yep.
And now, your 2 minute breakdown.
All right, let's get it.
Alrighty.
All right, so in 1986, what group apologized for the Great London Fire, which happened 320 years previously? Timer. Who set the Great London Fire?
Man, I have no idea.
Fucking Bakers. Bakers came out and apologized. A group of Bakers. So don't burn.
I thought it was probably Def Leppard. I was going to say Def Leppard. All right,
Mariota threw for... 4 interceptions the other night in Thursday night game. How many times has Blake Bortles thrown more than 3 interceptions?
Oh, man. 5.
None.
Oh, wow.
A group of turkeys is called what?
A flock?
A flock is for the wild. If they're domesticated, they're called a rafter.
Oh,
Kareem
wow.
Hunt had single-digit fantasy performances and a half-point PPR scoring over the last 3 games. Is he a must-start RB1 rest of the season? Kareem Hunt.
An RB1, no. I think it's hard to not start him, though. But, man, that's a complex question there.
There's a lot going on.
Nobody expected the Chiefs to be down in that game. I mean...
It's not how you're supposed to answer this
and
question.
So, I think you still have to start Hunt. I mean, my expectations are very tempered, but I'm not giving up. I don't know. But his value is definitely down. You can't get what you want for him now. So, I don't know. Let me know who you got. I'd start him. What you got?
Great quick answer. Nathan Peterman threw 5 interceptions in the first half for the first time since a 1970 merger. True or false?
True.
I think I gave that one to you earlier. Thanksgiving dish you're most looking forward to?
Man, I'll take some green bean casserole.
Gross.
So
Vikings
good.
Gave up only 7 points to the league's highest scoring offense in the Rams. Are the Vikings a matchup proof defense rest of the season?
No. They're damn good, though.
All right. Kaiser is to start the remaining Browns games this season. Who benefits the most from this? Duke Johnson, Crowell, Corey Coleman, or the opposing defenses?
Man, I don't know. That's tough, man. I think probably Crowell.
Gross. I know
the rest of the guys would have probably kind of been there, you know. So then you have to think if he can get it to Coleman a little bit and they get some chemistry going, that they might have some kind of run game.
Good job answering things really fast. I know that was the timer before. I'm going to hit you with 3 real quick. Vikings at the Lions. What's the score? Thursday night turkey games, or Thursday turkey games. Vikings at the Lions.
17-10 Vikings.
Chargers at the Cowboys. Score.
That'll probably be like 42-3 Chargers.
Gross. Giants at the Redskins. Score.
Man, that'll probably be a pretty close game. I don't know.
Nice. Well, that's all the questions. good one. Those were
tough.
Yeah. On that note, I can't stay around much longer, so it's a quick edition of the Waiver Wire show. But I am at 2DrinkMinimum on the Fantasy Life app, at FL2DrinkMinimum on SleeperBot, Twitter, and Drafting Sleepers. And I am the guy behind the tweets at FF_breakdown podcast. Come find me.
Find Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots, guys.
Toys for Tots, Toys for Tots,
Toys for Tots. I say it so much. I'm Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app, Swagzilla OG on Twitter and on SleeperBot. Find us. What else?
Episode 36.
Toys for Tots.
Something cool coming to your ears after you hear this one. Before the games. Before the Thanksgiving games, hopefully.
Yep. Rasheed Wallace.
That's all I got. I guess it's Rasheed Wallace. You're getting a T. You're throwing the fuck out. Episode over.
Man, he was so good.
Later.
Stop it.
Oh, man. That was crazy. Hopefully it wasn't too bad.